True Grace Tree Service presents Radio Horror, Riggs Tales of Terror. Horror and fright make for a wonderful night as you listen and wonder to the sounds of thunder. To miss would be a fatal error. It's time for Radio Horror, Riggs Tales of Terror.
Seaweed. My grandmother grew up in the slums of Prohibition-era Chicago. Her family lived in a small house near the harbor, and one of her earliest memories was of a particularly hot summer when, seeking respite from the heat, she and her sister discovered a seldom-used section of boardwalk near an abandoned warehouse. Every night, for several weeks, the two girls would make their way down to the docks and sit together on the edge of the pier as the sun went down. My grandmother vividly and for a time fondly recalled the feel of seaweed between her toes as she and her sister dangled their feet into the murky water. It wasn't until years later that she returned to the pier and found that the warehouse had been demolished. Curious and a little confused, she made an inquiry with the Department of Planning and Development. Apparently, the warehouse had been owned for a time by the mob, who was using it as a base of operations for a local prostitution racket. It had only been uncovered when an associate began disposing of rival prostitutes by fitting them with concrete shoes and dumping them into the harbor. Investigating officers had recovered nearly 24 bodies from the waters of a secluded pier nearby. How the bodies had been discovered? Well, a passing fisherman spotted some of the victims, their hair floating near the surface of the water, like seaweed.